And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, coming your way here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live at 97.3 The Fan. What a great morning we're having this morning. Captain Cameron from the Mission Bell joining us, and good fishing to be had, good phone calls, good info. This is just a great show, Corey.
Oh, having so much fun, and Cameron's just such a dude. He's one of those good guys, one of the guys you want to hang out with, and you want to hang out with us, you can do so. 833-288-0973 is the telephone number. Jeff Hamby's waiting for you at the Fan, 97.3 The Fan. Or you can just send us a text via the app. Dude, there's a ton of text coming through.
You're not kidding. Very popular guy this morning.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, and speaking of popular guys, we're going to continue with our catch report. We got the man, the surf guru himself, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Gundy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Gundy, good, it's great. Great. Sorry to keep you hanging like that. I just, you know, you're one, I know when Corey's in here, the surf report is his favorite thing, and I wasn't about to rush you at the top of the hour. We wanted it to have its justice. So sorry to strand you on hold there, buddy, but we wanted to make sure there was appropriate time.
I wanted Gundy's full.
No worries.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
You know, I'd say that, you know, the change that's been the challenge this year has been the changing conditions. So it hasn't meant bad fishing. Actually, the fishing's pretty darn good. But what's a little different is that, you know, the trends aren't long. So by the time some of this information comes out, things have changed. So what I advise is that you do your own hunting, because, you know, conditions can change daily. So when you're on it day to day or every other day or a couple times a week, you really get a beat on the bite. And that's kind of the guys who are doing the best. It's not like by the time the word's out, you know, it's still going to be happening. So it's one of those reaction type things, but very solid Corbina fishing. You know, lots of sand crabs now. The croaker bite continues real strong. And, you know, almost more spotfin than yellowfin. And that's rare to see that. And really quality spotfin. Lots of fish in the 5-pound class. And then the halibut, I think, has retreated a little as the water's warmed. A lot of 18 to 28-inch fish, stuff like that. And then, you know, the bays are really good. The bay bass fishing, I saw someone sent me a picture of a 3-pound, 4-ounce bay bass.
Ooh, whoa.
This week. Just a fabulous fish, you know. So, you know, starting up in Santa Barbara, they've had a series of grunion runs, and it really, really lit up the Goleta Pier there. There's that area is always really good. Sea bass like it in there. They catch striped bass in there. And these guys were telling me 2-3 halibut a day mixed with sea bass, some legal fish to 36 inches. A really, really good bite, I was told, went on there right up until this new moon when the tides kind of backed off a little bit. Their best Corbina fishing's been Summerlin, the Pitus Point, which is working towards Ventura there, Ventura Oxnard, seeing some Corbina catches like that. And then we moved down to Long Beach, and Long Beach, the guys there at Big Fish told me excellent croaker fishing, yellowfin, spotfin, sargo, all in and around the harbor. The long rodders are getting them off the beach there. Mussel, ghost shrimp, probably the best bait. And real good halibut fishing, but just not a lot of big fish, 18 to maybe 25 inches. But they are biting real good off the beach on flukes, those white flukes, drop shot, or fished with a dart head, hard to beat. That area, that always fishes good. You know, Dana Point reported very good croaker fishing in and around the harbor there. They had several legal halibut also taken in and around the harbor, so that's a fishy area. That grunion likes to run in there at Doheny, so that could be part of what's going on there. And then the best Corbina fishing for the Dana Point guys has been from the San Clemente Pier south, T Street, Rivieras, State Park, that whole zone, always good. And then Pacific Coast, they got their derby going, and they've Only got a 1-pound, 3/8-ounce Corbina, so that's definitely beatable.
Yeah, wide open.
The guys are saying they're seeing Corbina everywhere, and it's just a matter of finding the clean water and the good conditions. But that's just going to get better. I see it as a late bloomer here as conditions come together.
Well, a great report. I'm still trying to reel from that 3-pound, 4-ounce body, man. That's a real one. Well, a great report, Gundy. Sounds like some very good fishing to be had and some very good fishing on the horizon for some of the spots as well. A very complete one, as always. Man, we say it a bunch, but we sure appreciate it. You compile such a good report literally all the way up and down the coast, and it's just awesome, man. We love it, and we really appreciate you.
Yeah, I thank my shops for that. Yeah, that bay bass, you know, when a fish gets so large that it doesn't work well in gravity out of the water. The belly's hanging down, and it was just a monster.
That's cool.
That's a cool
All right, guys.
Great job,
show.
Gundy. Appreciate you very much. Talk to you next week, buddy. Thanks a lot for that.
Good stuff, Gundy. And it's brought to us by SurfFishTackle.com. Check it out for all your surf fishing needs, SurfFishTackle.com.
You know, one thing before we get rolling into the next part of it, Cameron, I just wanted to give a huge thank you to the time that you've not only put into the boat and all the great fishing you've had, but I know how much work that takes, and I know how much work you and your family have put into the boat, and on your only couple of days off, they haven't been spent trying to recover for that, and they haven't been spent taking jack fishing, but you've been on our behalf a lot working with the folks from CCA, and you've been putting a ton of extra time in literally just to benefit the rest of us, and I just wanted to say a huge thanks for that. Like I know how much you put into it and what a huge difference it's making, and it's not an easy thing to force yourself to go do, I'm sure.
No, these closures that we're facing, this petition process, they're real.
Yeah.
You know, and it's selfishly for me, it's Point Loma. You know, it's our backyard. It's where I live. It's where I lobster fish. It's where the Mission Bell's going to run winter trips.
Mm-hmm.
And we're thriving. You know, we have kelp. We have good fishing. We have calico bass.
So healthy right now.
And so I took it on. You know, Sac is unbelievable. You
CCA
know,
involved.
CCA, Tony, Donna. It's funny. I'm like in the cool kids group now. And I'm, you know, Mitch Connett from Mitch's, you know, he's heavily involved. And so we fly up to these meetings in Sacramento every other month. And now we're kind of in the click with them. And this whole thing comes down to a judgment call, really, with the commissioners.
Which is crazy.
It's crazy,
the,
right?
The decision of whether a place that'll be open for your boy to get to fish in the future is made by, you know, four or five people.
With California budget cuts.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're not getting, you know, like 15 years ago when the last MPA process happened, we're not getting the full reports and economical. I don't want to say it's rushed, but it's rushed in a lot of ways. But with that being said, the work that CCA and SAC and Donna from Dana Wharf put in, we can't stress enough to treat these commissioners with respect.
Right.
You know, and I'll give it to them. I've emailed them all with zero representation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not Cameron from, you know, SAC. I'm not Cameron from CCA. I'm just a fisherman.
Right.
And I've spoken to most of them. Samantha Murray came out lobstering with me because I told them, you need to see what we have.
Right.
And what
you see,
know,
what you're potentially going to shut down with a stroke of a pen.
And the financial impact.
Mm-hmm.
The tackle shop, my lobster business, I own a local fish market.
Just for the pure public to recreate.
And it was the perfect day. You know, she came out, there was a couple guys lobster fishing, there was a family just drifting in the kelp bed, probably not even going to catch a fish, honestly. You know, just upside down spinners, but enjoying.
Yeah.
But with all that being said, it's, yes, it's our right to fish, and yes, it's, you know, not fair to close it and all that, but participate, get involved, write letters, but man, be respectful. You know,
100%, right?
You had stressed this morning that the calm heads are what prevail in that scenario, because you've got to sit there and see it.
Yeah, you know, we sit in these meetings, and you see the look on the commissioner's faces when, you know, they're being belittled or, you know, not spoken to nicely. It does us no good.
Right.
And there's freedom of speech, and we all feel that way.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, you're not saying a guy shouldn't feel that way.
Totally.
But when it's four people that make that decision and somebody gets on F-bombing them, like, you just anybody shuts off.
Yeah, or belittling them. Or it's, you know,
nobody hears that and thinks, oh, man, that guy makes a great point. I should totally change my mind. You know, that's not how that happens.
My look is when they get to the voting table or however that final process works, is they go, man, we feel for Cameron.
Yeah.
What is this decision going to do for Cameron? What is it going to do for the representatives of SAC?
Totally.
You know, and we can feel that way. And when we're hanging out with each other, we can talk that way if that's how you want to. But, man, when it comes to being political, you got to be political and be polite. You know, you just as soon as someone starts teeing off on the phone in these big meetings, you just see the eye rolls and, like, you know, I think a commissioner gets $500 is kind of the pay. You know, it's a volunteer job for whatever the future it brings to
them. So how do we volunteer for that job? I want to be on the decision board, right?
You know, I do not.
No, I know, I know. No, I completely agree.
You're getting to live that and see it.
But I would love to be able to make the decision, right?
Yeah.
So what is on the docket right now? Like, what is...
So there.
What are we potentially looking at here?
So, like, Dana Point's facing a real tough closure. Point Loma, it's 15 miles.
That's crazy. That is Point Loma.
It is Point Loma.
15 square miles? Or
yeah, it's... If you were to draw a line from the current closure at Cabrillo...
Yeah.
Call it to the Whistler. It's probably a safe...
The whole buoy line?
Yeah, just kind of northwest of the buoy line. Like, Lighthouse Ridge is kind of out of it. And then you take the 3 mile line, the offshore 3 mile line, and you run it all the way north to the pier, and then you go straight into the beach from the pier.
It's Point Loma.
You're talking Ocean Beach Pier. Like,
it is
the whole thing.
You know, there's an amendment for a little bit smaller one that, but it's still, it incorporates all the hard bottom.
Yeah.
New Hope Rock gone.
I'm speechless, seriously. Like,
yeah, I was blind to it. I saw it on an Instagram post a year ago. Like, whoa, like, this is real?
And it's so easy to be like, that'll never be a thing. You can't take Point Loma away. Yeah, that would never happen. No, it's so easy to have that attitude and then go back to scrolling.
Are they doing that possibly so that when they get half of it, we're happy? I mean, is that like...
I think so. I mean, keep the commissioners out of it and the negotiations and talkings we've had with, like, Enviro California, who's kind of leading this petition... I think they're like, look, we're compromising.
Right.
But it's like a dinner plate. You know, you got your filet mignon, broccoli, mashed potatoes. It's like, yeah, broccoli and mashed potatoes is cool, but it's all about the filet. So they're like, oh, we'll just take that off and take the meat of it.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, we're thriving.
Yeah.
Our backyard.
So in mentioning all this, I mean, other than CCA and SAC and like yourself going up there on your days off, like how does... I mean, there's listeners that want to get involved. So
Fish and Game or Fish and Wildlife, they do a great job. If you go on the website and, you know, just kind of start searching meetings, and like I said, I am no professional, but you can sign up for the emails. And so I get 5 emails a day, and there'll be one of the emails coming up. There's a meeting in August. About now, we're going to get an email to submit letters.
Right.
And, you know, Cameron 2 years ago would have been like, nobody reads the letters. But I started submitting these letters, and they don't have to be much.
Right.
It's just, I love Point Loma. I love fishing. This is what I do. I'm a recreational. This is my weekend. And
imagine those piled up, right?
Yeah. And they read them. I was talking to one of the head ladies, gals on the MRC committee, Marine Resource Committee, and she goes, oh, I read your letter.
Really?
So I don't get to the front of the pile or anything. Yeah. It's my chicken scratch, misspelled words, and, you know.
it's real.
It's real.
Yeah.
And it was eye-opening. And just be positive and supportive and, you know, why we love our areas. And this goes for the whole coast.
So that email is coming up in August?
Yeah, we just got done with the meeting. There's one in August. There's one in October. We're probably a year out.
Oh, from submitting emails or
No. You can submit a letter for every meeting, and they're about every other month.
Crazy.
That's good info, man.
Man.
And like you say, what a small thing, and if it's just one of those things, if all of us were to do that, it'd just be such an overwhelming thing.
Because I'll tell you that the other side that, you know, we're competing against, they're strong.
Yeah.
and they are professional, and they are very good at it, and it's
very
well
funded.
Well funded. You know, I lose money. I got to pay Steve to run the boat. I got to buy my own flights, hotel, whatever it takes. And these people get, I swear they get paid for how many words they say at the meeting.
Crazy.
You know, so just.
And I bet you they come off on a pretty professional level. Like you're advising fishermen to not be.
Yeah, you know, don't. You don't have to, you know.
Just don't be stupid. Let's just say it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Totally. We all know what that is.
Just
exactly.
Straight up. Just yeah. Don't be dumb.
Be respectful. Yeah. And the point gets across. You can be, you know.
Well, again, on behalf of all of us, I mean, we know what that's taken. And like you say, you said it best. That's money out of your pocket and that's money away from your family, but it's really important. And I think it's very cool that you've chosen to do that. And like you say, it might be self-serving on a small end, but let's be real. Like it's
for everybody.
It's for everybody.
I
yeah.
mean, you know, we look at the new generation at the dock. You've got kids, Taro has kids, Andrew, myself. Like, could you imagine not going on the Dolphin or the Daily Double?
That's what I'm
and
saying.
And anchoring up to kelp bed and eating a cheeseburger and catching calico bass.
I'm living yeah. for my boys to be old enough to jump on the Mission Bell and go catch a fish. You know, like, Owen's one of my boys' best buds. Like, to think that those guys are going to would potentially not get to go to Point Loma and catch a calico bass is just... That can't be a thing.
I don't want to tell you how sick that makes me.
Yeah, totally. Totally. Well, hey, the phone lines are packed up, and again, a huge thanks, Cameron, from all of us. Phone lines are packed up as well as the text. If you want to get through, give us a call, 833-288-0973. I wanted to start back in with a great text. It says, good morning, boys. What a great attitude Captain Cameron has. For someone that's jumping on the boat this week, is yellowtail fishing at the islands a run-and-gun scenario, or are you fishing on the anchor? Secondly, what would you recommend for me to bring tackle-wise? That's from Bryce in Point Loma.
It's, we've been anchoring. It's awesome. It's come around one of the islands and, like, see one of the, you know, the corks or some of the commercial gear and see the current pulling in and, like, ooh.
I love it.
Ooh, okay.
Conditions right.
Conditions right. Or going up there and maybe it's not right and, like, I'll see you in a couple hours. Fly line, 25, 30-pound assortment of hooks. Small sliders, you know, eighth ounce, split shot, something like that for the anchovy. 6X Junior, okay. And your surface iron.
I love it. I love it, man. That's awesome.
Put me on board. I'm ready.
This is, and you've touched on it twice already, but, boy, this is very clear that this is a year that you just need to come out, be prepared for all types of live bait fishing that might exist. From a pinhead anchovy to a big sardine to everything in between to a squid to a mackerel. I mean, like, this year is just going to be one of those years you just need to be prepared for a little bit of it because it's a little bit inconsistent in that, you know, we're just so used to always having a 5 to 7 inch sardine and a 1/0 or 2/0 hook that you'd never think twice about and fire back there. And this year you're always going to get the best of what's available, but what's available has been changing.
And you know, with that ancho, you know, we get guys on the boat and they're like, oh, ancho. Oh no. And it's like, no, no, no. Fishing gear is so good now.
Yeah.
To fish an anchovy. You know, before it was, you couldn't cast or anything. Now with light spectra and light line and these little Trinidads and stuff, it is no big deal.
Yeah.
And last week we had no sardine. We were straight anchovy. We had great yellowtail fishing.
On the chove.
On the chove.
Dude, cool. You had great bluefin fishing.
Great bluefin fishing,
yeah,
anchovy.
Cool.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I think people have lost sight, seriously. I mean, number one, we have the Evernham brothers. Who,
yeah.
Where if that beautiful, the cookie cutter 5 to 7 inch sardine is available, that's what they're going to do, right?
We saw the bait guys yesterday. You know, they're just fried, trying their hardest.
Sure.
And it's like, we're good, man. We have bait going into our tanks, and it works. Everything in the ocean needs an anchovy.
Totally.
Everything. I mean, that's what the Bight of California is built upon, man.
I mean, how many times have you heard a captain complain, like, oh, there's too much bait in the water. There's too much anchovy. Now we have anchovy.
Yeah.
Right.
And, I mean, let's face it, you can pack it on and pour it on. I mean, that's the beauty of the chove, man. You never see the bottom of the tank.
No.
It's always there. Always full.
And a yellowtail or bluefin doesn't see the bottom of their belly either,
totally.
Right? Like, they can't eat enough to fill it up, you know?
Yeah, that was one thing I caught you were talking about with calico bass that made such sense. You know, when you're at the kelp line and you're sprinkling some anchovy around, like,
oh,
those things
on.
Can eat 6, 8, 10 of those things and keep going.
Yes.
You get big sardine and a 14-inch calico bass, each one, like, that's it. Like,
yeah,
there's
saw,
not room for anymore.
You saw 20 boils, they all just... filled up and they're done.
And the sea lions don't mess with them.
Oh,
I mean, how many times
too,
have we
man.
Reeled in a sardine and you just have the head?
Every time.
Right.
Every time.
Yeah.
They don't eat the anchovy.
Yeah. It's a great call.
Wow.
Man. Yeah.
Okay.
It's some real good there.
Yeah.
I like your attitude, man. I like it. Well, phone lines are packed, Corey. Let's jump right back
Let's
in.
Let's do that. How about Robert? Robert calling from Canyon Country. Good morning, Robert.
What's up, Robert?
Good morning, guys. Amateur lure builder. Went out last week with three of my grandsons, and we slayed them at night with homemade lures. So I have a flying fish lure, and I was wanting to ask the captain, will they hit that without a kite? Number one question. And number two, when you do get a kite fish, which hook is getting hooked up the most?
Ooh, without a kite, you'd almost be like on a slide, I think, or floating it back, wouldn't you say, Rick?
Yeah, I mean, could it? Sure. It at least in conventional methods, it's difficult to get the lure where you would want it to be and have it looking right without some sort of aerial presentation. You being a lure manufacturer, if you could thread that needle, then great. But it's you know, one of the things that's so attractive about those kite things is that all the gear's out of the water, and the only thing that's left is just that silhouette of the flyer. So I don't know. I mean, if you could figure that out in a way that, you know, one could be fished appropriately off of the rod tip, it'd be a great thing. It'd be a great thing for the tackle store, I can tell you that much. You've seen a lot of those kite bites, and it's pretty common to be rigged, you know. I'd say you could call the conventional rigging a big J-hook forward and the treble hook of the stern.
Yeah.
What hook, when you're on the deck, what hook are you typically taking out of them?
It just depends.
Yeah, okay.
If they're in the mode where they're tackling them, we don't get the hooks back until we go and go.
Yeah, right.
Wow. If it's one of those days where they're just nipping at it and it takes 10 attempts before you hook one, it usually seems to be that treble hook.
That sounds
that's
crazy,
good,
man.
Good info. Yeah.
Extraction.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing your bait, Robert. I hope you get a fine tune, and pretty cool to hear you caught some of those yellows on your homemade lures there last week. Had a fun text from Darren in Menifee. He says, good morning, Corey and Cameron. For full day trips on the Mission Bell, is there a heads up on the appropriate website to follow, or how do we find out what you're targeting, whether it be offshore islands, etc.? Or is that really a decision made when you're leaving the dock in the morning? My last part of the question is, do you prefer to fish Coronado Islands versus shore? I really can't wait to come fishing with you. This has been a great show.
We Instagram's probably our most up to date. Our website's almost done for the boat. You know, our personal one. The landing does a good job of, you know, updating what we're doing. We try to commit to something. If we're going to fish the islands, we try, you know. Earlier this year, I was jumpy. I just wanted to fish.
Yeah, you want
to
go.
I just want to go. Is it offshore? Is it islands? But with the passport thing, we got to kind of, you know, run a week of one location. We're islands. The boat's offshore today, and then we're islands for August here so far. So that was one thing we got. You know, people like the Mission Bell because the Mission Bell fish the islands a lot, and so we're trying to kind of stay true to that.
Yeah.
As long as we can, you know, catch enough to keep people coming.
Totally.
But if that offshore scene's just outside of the islands, I mean, it's like game on, right?
It can be, yeah.
What on a personal level?
Yeah.
I mean, you spent a lot of time offshore, and you spent a lot of time on the beach. Like,
the
if both were an opportunity, if you could have a 50-fish day on yellowtail or a 50-fish day on bluefins, and again, nothing to do with the business. This is just Cameron personal. What do you want to do?
The islands.
Yeah.
There is nothing better than... You know, like yesterday, we came around the north end, and there was a little bit of yellowtail, and kick it over, and they're boiling up behind the boat,
God.
And, you know, engines off, and biter, and, you know, 2-3 going, that is it.
Like Corey says, man, sign me up for that.
Right?
That sounds
I know,
great.
Man.
Yeah.
And it's rewarding, right? It's like something you have to put the pieces of the puzzle together, figure out the current here, current there, birds are picking over there, but look at it over here.
I cheesed yesterday. We were catching a few. We kept 1, 2, 3 going towards the last part, and I sat on the upper deck and just kind of took it in for 10
minutes.
Yeah,
cool.
You know, it was just 70 degrees. It was blue. There's tern birds, yellowtail coming on. It was like, this is it.
That's it, man. That's why you did it.
Yeah,
that's cool.
This is
love
it.
That's a great story. Well, with that said, we're going to find out what's going on. It's time for our fishdope.com report, Corey.
And it's brought to us by... the Pros of Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, and it's where you get your premier processing experience. You can check out their easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. And with more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. With more same-day capacity and the finest customer service, you can also stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or just go check them out at fishermansprocessing.com and make your reservations today. And good morning, Yusef.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing today?
Hey, great, buddy. Good morning.
Good morning. Great show today. Bringing back lots of memories of fishing half days as a kid and eating awesome cheeseburgers.
Right?
No doubt about it, buddy.
Up in the islands, Santa Rosa, Santa Cruz area, still kicking out big fish. Sea bass has slowed down a little bit on Rosa, but it's pretty good odds that you're going to catch one if you find a squid bed. Halibut fishing has been absolutely ridiculous up there. Still going. You know, it's crazy. One of the bigger things is bluefin have showed up there south of Santa Rosa and Santa Cruz. 20 to 200 pounds. So it's a full mixed bag of, you know, the bluefin deal. St. Nick is still going good with big white sea bass, 25 to 50 pound, and the halibut as well are chomping. There's live squid over at the sand spit. There's also big yellowtail they're catching over there, too. Really good fishing. Catalina, same deal. Front side's got some smaller fish. 3Bs, all you want on the front. There are some bigger fish in the back, but they're only running to about 15 pounds. San Clemente, same deal. Big yellowtail. It's an early bite still, 2 a.m. to 7 a.m. is the ticket. There's a big squid bed near the caves in Pyramid Cove. And most of those fish are being caught in about 130 feet of water. Offshore, the Cherry Bank, Tanner Bank area over on the ridge has been a little bit slower. Still getting some bigger ones. There has been some better daytime signal with fish coming up and foaming. Most of these fish are still 40 to 200 pounds. Most of the stuff that's happening on the bigger ones is in the afternoon from 2 to 4 p.m. and then again right before sundown. We have a whole new zone of tuna right now. All those fish up on the ridge, we're pretty sure that a lot of them have moved down into the West Butterfly. There's also some good-sized yellowtail being found on kelps in that zone. Mackerel Bank is still pretty good out there. There's reports of yellowfin also running with the dolphins out there. So you can go play with the ponies, hopefully get a couple yellowfin on board. Those are smaller fish, 20 to 40 pounds. Down 371, 425, 302 area, it's still pretty good. It slowed down from what it was a few days ago. Guys are getting a lot of the yellowfin down there, 20 to 40 pounds, curling feathers and cedar plugs. There are some bigger yellowtail on the kelps down there as well as bluefin. Hidden Bank. Local pongas out in Sonata have caught a few decent-sized bluefin on Mad Max, and there still are some yellowtail on the bank out there. But overall, man, it's really heating up, and fishing's getting good everywhere.
Man, what a great report that is. And glad to hear, like you say, glad to hear there's such a spread to that offshore fish. You know, if a guy's in Orange County, there's not the need to come down to San Diego and vice versa. Sounds like there's plenty of fish in just about everybody's backyard from the Central Coast all the way down to below the border. Yusef, a great one, and glad to hear that things are going so well.
Oh, one more thing. Yesterday, somebody caught a decent-sized bluefin right off of Oceanside, like 14 miles off.
Oh, okay.
I like to hear that, man. That's
and
great.
That was on fish, though. Yeah, they're getting close.
That's awesome. And, you know, the bait situation has really been coming around. Fishing's been coming around. And glad to hear that there's private boat jig strikes in the local zone, too. That sure makes things a lot easier for guys. It's not all necessarily setting a kite up and having to run 100 miles. When you can take your skiff out and go 25 or 30 miles and drag some feathers around and hear the clicker go off, it sure makes for a fun day.
That is for sure.
No doubt. Well, what's been going on in the real estate side of things? I know that's keeping you really busy here lately with summer coming on.
It has. We're selling. People are getting back in the market. Rates are floating down. Hopefully Powell leaves office and we get some movement here with the rates. So he's talking about stepping down, and that'll really help us with moving the market again. But it's still moving. It's just still a little slow, you know. Higher rates, people really slow down on the buying.
Roger that. Well, yeah. Let's hope it comes back around for our favor and you get rolling. A fantastic report as always, buddy. Again, thank you for taking the time all the way up and down the beach. And if you want to keep in touch with that fishdope.com info, follow the bite charts, water temperatures, currents, information, weather, everything about it. Fishdope.com is your complete source. And if you want to get a new membership, you can save $30 by using the code HOOKUP now. It's all lowercase, no space. saves you $30 off a new membership. And Yusuf, if somebody wants to keep in touch with the Anglers Realtor, how do we find you?
You can get me on my cell phone, 619-277-2169. You can look for houses on my website at sportsmansrealty.com. I also offer free home evaluations at socalhomeeval.com.
You're the best, buddy. Appreciate it very much. Talk to you next week.
Take care, guys.
Thanks,
yeah,
bro.
That was a good report, and it's brought to us by Summit Gas and at the San Diego Sports Arena. It's a place to fill up your car, truck, and boat with the lowest gas and diesel prices. And did you know Summit Gas also is the place to get your lowest prices on ice and snacks for your trip? Over 40 different snacks, and all of them for 89 cents. And it's nearly half the price of the other places. And now you can get your burritos and sandwiches for your trip as well, all made fresh daily. And, dude, it's, I mean, crazy. Ice for $3.99 for a 25-pound bag. And you get 100 pounds of free ice with a 35-gallon fill-up. It's crazy. Can't believe they're still offering that, right? It's only Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. It's crazy.
I had a great buddy on our Katmai trip, Marty and his wife, Carol. And he's like, you know, he... really into freshwater fishing, big duck hunter, all that kind of, but loves listening to Let's Talk Hookup because I don't go tuna fishing. He goes, I haven't been tuna fishing since there was an albacore. He goes, but I know one thing. I know where to get my cheap ice and I know where to get my cheap fuel. Listen to Let's Talk Hookup every weekend. Just likes the show, likes the fun. Great dude. Super fun to fish with, but that was his big thing. He kept telling me, Summit. He goes, Summit's the spot, man. Free ice with a 35-gallon fill. He knew the whole drill.
Dude, it's a real deal, crazy, man. Yeah, it's good stuff.
And to get 25 pounds of it for $3.99. I mean, it literally is. It's less than half the price for a bigger bag everywhere else. Those guys do a really good job,
oh,
man,
it's
no
incredible.
Doubt.
For sure. It's right there at the San Diego Sports Arena. Check them out. I mean, why would you fill up anywhere else?
It's directly between the two launch ramps in San Diego. You're going to Dan or Shelter Island, man. It's right in the middle of the two of them.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Hey, we're going to be right back. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. We're going to have more of Cameron from the Mission Bell when we return on the Let's Talk a Cup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time on the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414. Or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
Looking for the ultimate Alaska fishing experience and the best value in Alaska? Look no further than Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. A trip to Kingfisher includes everything you need to make your experience legendary. The finest fishing fleet in Sitka with the best captains, deluxe accommodations, gourmet food, world-class fish processing, and the best part, it's all included for one amazing price. Kingfisher is Let's Talk Hookup's most popular destination. Hundreds of listeners have experienced Kingfisher Charters, and most go back again and again. You have probably heard a lot of big promises from other Alaska lodges, only to find there were lots of hidden charges. Not Kingfisher. Everything is included. 10-hour fishing days, your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, and fishing gear. All you bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. Kingfisher Charters, your Alaska fishing destination. 800-727-6136 or check KingfisherCharters.com.
When you're offshore fishing, the right gear makes all the difference, and that includes Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades, and more importantly, they service all brands right at their San Diego Shelter Island location. Need the best? The Fujinon Staboscope is the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon Technostabi TSX 1440 delivers rock-steady vision even in rough waters. Perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they will be there when your binoculars need service. Plus, they'll give you a great price on all their in-stock Fujinon binoculars. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and test a pair of Fujinon binoculars and see which one is right for you. The fishing season is here, and you know you need a pair of stabilized binoculars, so get them from the experts at Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is on at your San Diego County Ford dealers. It's a great time to take a test drive to see what Ford's award-winning lineup of trucks and SUVs has to offer. You'll discover California's best-selling truck brand, Ford F-Series. equipped for anything your demanding job needs or the family vacation you're taking. Check out the Bronco family featuring the iconic Ford Bronco or the versatile Ford Bronco Sport. Both have muscle, tech, and durability needed to go anywhere. Whether it's gas, hybrid, or all-electric, visit your local dealership to find the perfect Ford for you during the Ford Summer Sales Event. The Ford Summer Sales Event is on at your San Diego County Ford dealers. It's a great time to take a test drive to see what Ford's award-winning lineup of trucks and SUVs has to offer. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And man, just having so much fun and giving away a full-day trip on the Mission Bell. And if you want to join us, 833-288-0973 or a simple text.
Yeah, man, we're having a great time. Lots of great texts coming through. Phone lines are packed up. We're going to jump right back into those phones, Corey.
Let's do that. How about Patrick? Patrick Combe from Long Beach. Good morning, Patrick.
What's up, Patrick?
Good morning. How are you guys this morning?
Dude, I'm pumped, man. Talking yellowtail fishing, bluefin on the Mission Bell. I'm ready to go. Are you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have a couple trips planned this year.
All right.
My question is, when I go on a one-day trip, day-and-a-half trip, or a two-day trip, what's customary for gratuity for the crew at the end of the trip?
Well, it's such a loaded question, Patrick. And, I mean, Cameron's probably one of the better guys to...
You know, we relate it to, like, a restaurant kind of, you know?
I think that's the easiest thing that you can compare it to and a pretty appropriate
Yeah, and
number.
Obviously if service doesn't meet the standards, it's, you know, you're on the lower end of the 15% to 20% of the ticket price, and if you feel like the guys did a super good job, and they greatly appreciate it.
Yeah.
And just like a restaurant, Patrick, you develop a relationship with the people on the boat if you're going a handful of times, and they become friends and family, and, you know, that takes off on its own level right there.
It's not an easy thing for people to talk about because it's gratuity, and it's up to you, but it's certainly something that's very much appreciated by the crew. I mean, expected maybe isn't the right level, but it's a very common thing. And if you don't know, you don't know, and it shouldn't be a weird thing to talk about, but it always takes on that weird level when you are. But I think you couldn't have said it best. Treat it like a restaurant. Somewhere in that 15% to 20% seems to be about right. And, man, if you had a great time with the guys and you have the means and ability to do throw, and you threw the boys $100, you know how stoked that makes a 20-year-old kid that's busting his butt all day? Like, it's just, yeah, I mean, you got to do what feels right to you, but I think that restaurant number is a really good way to think about it. Hey, appreciate the phone call very much. We had another good text come through as well. It says, hello guys, I love this show. So much fun with Cameron this morning. Cameron, what is your go-to surface iron? The reason I ask is there seems to be so many new things, new CNC machine jigs by lots of manufacturers, the old classics as well. My curious is, what do you tie on the end of your rod? Are you an old school lure guy, or do you go for the brand new machines?
Oof, that's the loaded one.
Whatever one swims the best, right? Yes.
To my heart, I'm a 7X guy.
Okay.
Well, because a lot of times, you know, if I cast, it's a rundown, and I get one shot, and then I got to go help or whatever. Matt Salas, I am a 7X person. I will say, back in the full-day game in Coronado Islands, what's Matt? Two fish.
Mm-hmm. Two fish jigs?
That is... That signature little spray paint they have on the tip of their lures, that is the common one. And I was joking, they were on the boat, Dan was on the boat the other day, his partner, and I was laughing because I go, that's the most expensive 240 you've ever seen. And he kind of looked at me and I go, well, it came with the boat, so I'm assuming, you know, purchase price here. But it's a great lure.
Yeah, it really is.
You know, it's you buy it off the shelf and it swims and it's, the marketing's good, and it's a good lure. It is. But if I'm going to choose one, I am a 7X Salas man.
Yeah. When of a lifetime of fishing, that's you.
It's me.
That's cool. That's a great one. And, you know, we fish that so much in the skiff, too, because it's often a different thing where you are kind of run and gun. And so, you know, to be able to have a little bit heavier lure that, you know, pushes through the momentum of the boat rowing forward is a big deal, and they stay in the water really good. And yeah, that's a great one. We had a fun discussion with a father and son in the tackle store yesterday, and they were buying some two fish jigs, and I loved it. The dad, you know, you could tell the you could tell it was an old school. The kid was like, you know, spending his pulling weed money, you know, allowance to buy lures with his dad. And they were buying those CNC machine two fish jigs. And, you know, those CNC lures, they're more expensive. You're paying for a guy with a machine to cut a block of aluminum. It's just a more expensive process than it is to make a sandcast jig. And they carry a little heftier price tag. But you know, that was the discussion that they were having. He's like, everyone works. Every single one works killer. And, you know, to find a brand X or Y on the wall that's made in the old school way, to find one that swam as good as those is going to be very difficult, if not possible. And every one of those lures that they bought was going to swim exactly the same way. So, you know, he's like, you could buy three of them in hopes that one of them swam as good as this one, or you know that one's going to work just fine. And it might be a little more money up front, but it goes a lot longer in the other way. And then God forbid you lose it, you know, and when you lose your favorite old school 7X,
nothing worse.
It's not as easy to replace, you know, and you have a 270 go away, you can go right back into the Point Loma Sport Fishing and buy another one right off the wall, and it fishes just as good again.
It's funny, you don't see 15 years ago, there would be all the tackle shop guys down at the dock with handfuls of lures
all the time,
trying to figure out what was the one.
Yeah,
you know, and now you can go in and buy a lure off the shelf, and it's
gonna
be the one.
A high percentage that it's gonna be the right one.
Yeah, totally.
I can't tell you the number. And now, trust me, I'm gonna say this on my high horse. Like I'm not just as guilty, probably more guilty, but I can't tell you the number of times I'd look around and it's a little bit so like, where in the hell is everybody? Like what? There's no one in the shed. I look down on the dock, and there's six of them, all two long rods. Everybody's got a bucket. Everybody's like standing on top of the railing looking at one swim. They're all pointing at that one. One guy's coming back, fist pumping because he's got the one.
Oh, found it.
Ass back here. my favorite part of the shop. Like, I love it. I love it.
My youth was Danny Wade doing that down on the dock. Yeah. I mean, he's still in the same position,
totally,
right?
You'll see it right now.
But I'm 16, 17 years old, and Danny Wade's down in the dock doing that. That was my youth.
Stinger tucked away on that little porch
behind the land. Yeah, totally.
The winding lures.
It's just something special, man.
It is.
There's nothing better than coming tight. I don't calico bass, a yellowtail, and a surface iron, man.
Handle stoppage, man.
Bring it on.
The other day, Steve was running the boat, and I was working deck, and I heard this scream. I just envisioned, you know, someone having a 7X through their skull or something.
Yeah.
And I look, and it's Steve P.
Coming tight.
Coming tight.
Oh, no.
And, you know, how many yellowtails that guy hooked on a surface?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But that's it.
But it's got to be special for him to come out as a, you know, quote-unquote passenger, enjoy the trip, and he's got Cameron running the boat.
Yeah, and he's running the boat today.
I've got a text that kind of leads to the whole thing. It comes from Clay and Hammett. I'm working on getting a trip together with 10 plus of my buddies next month. Will you still be running to the islands next month or offshore? And I bring this up not only for his answer of offshore or the islands for next month, but if he's got a group of 10 plus that want to charter the boat and somebody else is listening that wants to charter the boat, how do they do so?
Call the landing. Now, it's if you're looking for – we only have a few days in August that could potentially be a charter.
But listen, you've got September, October.
Yeah. No, there's September.
And next year.
Yeah. And, you know, you can call the landing. You can email me. I got to find the Mission Bell number here.
Right. But even a email shot to you personally, right? I mean, they can communicate with you via email.
And I'm so terrible with this.
I know. I sprung this on you.
619-693-2676. That is the Mission Bell phone. And that is me. And if we're fishing,
say it again.
619-693-2676.
Okay.
You can text it, you can call it. You know, for fishing, I might be a little late to get back to it. But that's a direct line to me, and we can book a charter. We can talk about it, pricing, all that stuff.
You've now got to see a handful of them go. What in your mind is, like, the perfect charter group size on the boat? I know that there can be plenty, and I know that there can be two, but, you know, getting to see it, what's your favorite?
20.
Yeah.
there's a seat for everyone in the galley. Mm-hmm. When we're driving down to the islands, everyone's in the galley eating breakfast. It's like, where is everyone?
I love that.
The stern's huge on the boat, you know, so anchoring up.
It's a really wide boat.
It is, yeah. And so it's 20, 22 people is sweet. We've had 10. I think 10's boring.
You know, not enough hooping and hollering going on.
Yeah, not enough tangles.
Yeah.
But it's whatever you want. You know, the boat's wide for 49 people. 30's the max. And 30's, we had 30. Oh, not yesterday. Yesterday was 28, but, you know, whatever. And it was, it's good.
There's another level of customer service thing that you guys provide, too. I mean, that boat is perfectly fine to have 50 people on board. And it did for, you know, years and years and years and years. And honestly, like, when it really comes down to it, that's just taking dollars out of your pocket. But, again, you're always just the most concerned with the passenger experience. And, you know, you just get to have more space with 30 people, and you get to give more attention to 30 people than you do when it's 50. And it would be very easy to sneak extra people on there, but it's just for that level of customer service that you guys are trying to provide.
Yeah, I mean, if my wife had control, you know, as she does the accounting, it'd be 49 people. I just want everyone to have a good time, regardless of the fishing.
Yeah.
I just want everyone's trip to be enjoyable. Whether you catch a limit, you catch none, you just had a nice day. Totally. And that's the end goal for sure.
And for Clay's, you know, Clay from Hemet has texted, next month offshore at the islands. I mean, if he's chartering the boat, you could almost communicate like, dude, it is really good at 35 miles right now. We can go that route, or there's a good shot of yellows at the islands. Like,
yeah, the last two charters we've done, I'm like, just bring your passports, have them in hand in the morning,
right?
And we will make the best decision at 5:25.
Love it. Right? That sounds good to me, man.
Such a cool thing.
Totally. Well, the phones are packed up again. Still time to get you through if you want to get in. It's 833-288-0973. Let's jump back into those phones, Corey.
How about Jim? The one and only Jim from National City. Good morning, Jim.
What's up, Jim?
Well, thank you, Corey. I appreciate that. Hey, morning, Rick and Cameron and I go way back.
When morning, Jim.
I was back on the American Angler. That's when I first met Cameron, and even back then he was pretty slick, I'll tell you. But of course he got that good training under Brian, and of course his father-in-law Mike Lackey. He's right in that fishing vein, and that is so important with all of our 1 day to 5 day to 16 day boats. You get those skippers that are skipper owners that are in that fishing vein. It is so important, and we are very fortunate. I've mentioned it many times how fortunate we are here in San Diego to have those good skipper owners. So
no doubt, buddy. Well said.
I've enjoyed all the years. I got two trips coming up. One on the Point Loma was a charter I was invited. I don't know if you're affiliated with that boat. And the other trip I have is on the Mission Bell. That's the San Diego Rod and Reel Club. Me and my son, Anthony, will be on that trip. But, you know, I was on the Bell about a month ago. We had a rough trip, three tuna for 20-some people. It was so funny, Rick. The trip before, they got almost 30 bluefin. The trip after, they got 20-plus bluefin. And our trip, we got caught when they weren't eating. And we went way down south. We went 40, 50 miles south for we caught 3 bluefin that day. And but, you know, that's tuna fishing. I think throughout the years, I've been on a few of those boat rides. But I can't say enough good things, Cameron, and I heard you talk about CCA today, and man, it is so important, the battles we got going on there. And you know, I can understand a fisherman not knowing, goes fishing once every 2 months or something, and doesn't know about CCA. But for somebody to know what CCA and Friends of Rollo and the other organizations have done for saving fishing for us.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Jim.
You're right, Jim, and appreciate the call for sure, Jim. I mean, words well said, man.
Yep, no doubt about that. Hey, I had a fun text come through. Says, good morning, guys. Just a follow-up question to the call about fish cleaning. Corey, you're always talking about the harvest, and Cameron, I'd really like your take as well. How long would you consider fish sushi grade? I loved hearing how well Cameron and the boys take care of their fish. How long would it be appropriate to put that thing in a roll? That's from John in Fullerton.
You know, if I prolong it at the house, I keep it in ice.
And that's a lot of people don't do. Like, you can keep a little tray, a little bit of ice,
yeah,
and keep your Ziploc bag submerged so that the water can't intrude.
And then, you know, the day before something, I do the take it out and let, you know, the refrigeration and the refrigerator kind of dry it a little bit. 3-4 days.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of sushi is frozen.
Right.
And that's a big, you know, people are like,
you just get the blessing of not seeing it coming out of the freezer block, you know?
Yeah, I just had this conversation with a friend going, and Fishman's Processing, they're flash frozen fish. Their fish is frozen so quickly that you can do that, Cameron.
Yeah.
Okay, you try to do that at home with 50 or 150 pounds of fish.
Yeah, different game.
It's a completely different game. It takes so long to freeze that it's not that good. We're spoiled, right?
Totally.
It's awesome. But let Fishman's Processing freeze 3/4 of your catch.
Yeah.
And you're so right that there's a big difference about the time that it takes to get itself cold.
Yes.
You know, like in the freezer, you know, next to the box of Uncrustables and everything else, like it's a slow process to get to whatever it is. And, you know, these processors have these giant, you know, freezers with fans running and the fillets are not stacked on top of each other. Everything's in a bread rack. Like, it gets cold just like that. And that's a huge difference
in
the longevity and then the product when it's then defrosted. And like Cameron's saying, how you defrost it is a big deal too.
Yeah.
Dad, in a hurry, forgot to do something, throw it in a bucket of water with the sink running through it. Sure, it's going to get soft enough to cook, but it's not going to be the same level that it is if you take your time, wrap that thing in a bunch of paper towels, and let it defrost in the fridge over a couple of days. Let the towels, like, suck all that moisture and funkiness out of it. Wrap it 2 or 3 times during the process. Like, that fillet sitting next to the other one that you just cut out of the bag, and it, you know, defrosted in its own juices. They're two worldly
different
animals.
Two totally different. But the art of sushi starts with Cameron on the boat. Like,
no
it,
doubt.
Taking care of the fish and getting that fillet and that chunk of fish home is the next step, right? But it has to start with the boats we have in our fleet.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the level of care that those things are in. And again, talk about how important cold is. You know, like the barracudas and bonitas and skipjacks of the world always just got that note, like, this thing isn't worth eating. And
dude,
now
a barracuda and a bonito, they're highly regarded. I mean, the way they're treated today is so much different than the gunny sack hanging in the sun.
And there's some big ones around.
That's what I hear. That's
barracuda?
Cool.
Bonito?
Yeah, barracuda.
Really?
Yeah, I thought it was a school yellowtail, and all of a sudden it was barracuda logging out, jumping around.
I love that.
Yeah.
And again, you have that fish that's caught on the Mission Bell. It's bled. It's thrown into RSW. It's cut up that night. It's just not the same thing.
Please, on Cameron's respect, try it.
Yeah, there
they're
you go.
Very, very good. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Cook. We're going to find out who's won this full-day trip on the Mission Bell. When we return on the Let's Talk to Kebab and 97.3 The Fan.
Pete Gray to tell you about my fishing buddy Dan Hume and his amazing company Hume Termite. As you know, Southern California is infested with termites. It's a constant battle for anyone who owns a home, and that's where Hume Termite come in. They're strictly termite experts. They start with a thorough inspection to find out why you have termites in the first place, then recommend sustainable treatment options that work. Hume Termite has been controlling my termites for years, and I have recommended them to numerous friends. Did you know 90 99% of termite companies are commission-based, not Hume Termite. They're all salaried employees, and with a thorough inspection, they'll help you solve your termite problems. Not sell you something you don't need. Let Dan and his crew earn your business through customer service and trust. It's swarming season, and now is the time to call Hume Termite at 760-598-2201. They'll come out and give you honest answers to solve your termite issues. Check HumeTermite.com.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the spacious and comfortable 85-foot Liberty. With bunks for your comfort, a huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Fisherman's Landing also boasts the best captains and crews in the business, from seasoned veterans to our young future legends. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Don't let the summer pass you by with powerful deals on new Yamaha outboards during Yamaha's Cruise into Summer sales event. From now until September 3rd, 2025, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of warranty protection. Looking for a lower horsepower? Yamaha's got you covered. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $300 in dealer credit. Yamaha. Reliability starts here. Offer ends September 3rd, 2025. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty for select motors. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to have Cameron flip the prize coin.
Yes, he's going fishing on the bell.
What is it? Caller today. Caller is Ed in University City. Congratulations.
Ed, congratulations,
going
man.
Fishing.
Yeah, no doubt. How fun is that? And a great time. Man, Cameron, what a great job. This was so fun. So glad to have you in here with things just rolling on all cylinders and seeing the great fishing that you're providing for everybody. It's been really, really cool, man. You're doing a great job.
Thank you, guys. Yeah. We love it. Your guys' outreach is crazy. Well, it really is. All the people that listen and stuff, and it's great.
It's a fun
great
family.
For the industry. It is.
Well, we sure enjoy it. We enjoy having you. If somebody wants to get in on all that fun that we've been talking about, do a charter on the boat, jump on one of the regular trips, you know, all the great stuff, whether it be inshore or offshore, what's the best way to jump on the bell?
Paloma Sport Fishing, you can book online, website, you can call the landing, charters and stuff like that, or questions, you know, call me direct, 619 693-2676.
A great job, buddy. Really appreciate it, and fun hanging with you. And boy, it's fun hanging with you. Another couple of great shows coming for me next weekend. Next Saturday, Captain Ken Frankie from SAC, as well as Mike Lum from Friends of Rollo. And the next Sunday going to be a fun one with Pete and Corey up at Haida Gwaii. It's just going to be myself and Brandon Bono talking tackle. Oh. Going to be a fun couple of shows. We'll look forward to talking to you then. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.